Welcome to the audio selections from the May 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the ninth issue of Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We provide PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's Audio Kappan features four selections. First, in Why High School Must Go, Robert Epstein, a former editor of Psychology Today, interviews Leon Botstein, president of Bard College and the author of Jefferson's Children, which is now 10 years old, but more relevant than ever. Second, in Four Practices That Mathematics Classrooms Could Do Without, Nick Fiore, a doctoral candidate at Stanford University, reminds readers of some very common mistakes. Third, in World Citizenship, Bruce Mitchell tells an uplifting story about the sixth graders his son teaches. These young adolescents, many disadvantaged themselves, put their heads and hands together in a humanitarian project to help a youngster in Brazil pursue his dream. Finally, In Canada columnist Heather Jane Robertson shares a story of cross-cultural solidarity in her last column for the Kappan. The print version of the May 2007 Kappan leads with an article by Stephen Walk titled, Why Go to School?, in which he argues that preparation for work is just one of many aims of schooling. He reminds readers of some of the other possibilities. The May issue also features a special section on mathematics education that addresses topics from the National Mathematics Advisory Panel to state standards and classroom practice, and even learning math in China.